Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little, and Atlantic hurricane season is now open. The National Weather Service predicting another above average season.
The National Weather Service is forecasting 6 to 10 hurricanes this year. Texas A&M Atmospheric Sciences Professor John Nielsen Garrett says it's kind of interesting, but our work to actually reduce air pollution is increasing the number of hurricanes.
Specifically, the decrease in fine particles in the atmosphere that started out in the 1970s, removing that pollution has allowed the oceans to warm more and the processes within hurricanes develop more easily.
Last year's worst Texas hurricane was Beryl and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands in and around Houston. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After almost a month on the run, a suspected Kaufman County murderer is back in custody. Now the family of the victim is breathing a sigh of relief, but is also demanding changes.
Trevor McEwen was charged with a 2023 murder of Aaron Martinez, but the day of his trial, police say he cut off his ankle monitor and fled. After a month on the run, McEwen was found hiding out in a home in Van Zandt County. Martinez's family says they were worried McEwen would come after them next. Aaron's father says he wants the charges upgraded.
I tell him this is a hate crime. What he's doing with our family, that's not just to kill him.
Carlos Quintanilla says the fact that McEwen got out on bond in the first place is ridiculous.
Trevor McEwen got out with an uncollateralized bond. $2.5 million without any assets, without any collateral, without any bank accounts.
McEwen plans to plead not guilty by reason of self-defense. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Jewish people in North Texas are again having to process attacks against Jews here in the United States.
In the aftermath of the terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, the regional director of the American Jewish Committee is calling for society to respond. Joel Schweitzer says it's a shame that in 2025, Jews have to talk about taking precautions.
When the real question is how can the greater community and our government better respond to rising anti-Semitism and violence based on hatred?
Schweitzer says for every event they hold, they have a security plan in place. He says even though they have always taken security seriously, there has been plenty of evolution over the 30 years he's been directly involved. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Ta-da! It's done. The 140 days of the state legislature are over. It'll most likely go down as a big win for Republicans. KRLD's Chris Fox has the highlights.
The legislature gaveled out after passing $51 billion in property tax relief.
The savings that will come through the state compression percentage and also the savings from the homestead exemption, $496.57.
Governor Abbott got his priority school choice vouchers.
I promised school choice for the families of Texas. Today, we deliver on that promise.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick able to swing the Senate and House to turn on the state's 8,000 cannabis stores.
We have to ban THC and shut all of these stores down.
The cannabis industry now pushing for the governor to veto the hemp bill.
We know that prohibition is a failed policy and regulation is a better approach.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
China accuses the United States of violating the trade deal that the world's two largest economies signed last month and vowed to take resolute and forceful measures. This comes after the United States similarly accused China of violating the same trade deal. Texas lawmakers wrap up their 140-day legislative session, passing over 1,200 bills. The session focused on a range of issues, including border security, abortion restrictions, gun laws, transgender rights, and, of course, weed. Today's forecast brings a couple of storm chances. The first window is going to be from about lunch to dinner. The more widespread intense storms are going to move in late tonight into overnight, carrying the potential for hail and damaging wind gusts. We'll activate the KRLD Storm Center for team coverage of storms during severe weather.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is the news you need in the time you have, our 20-minute morning briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show, now 7:23.
23 after 7, your news for Lon Smith Roofing. I'm John Little. 98-year-old Opal Lee, the grandmother of Juneteenth, making plans for her 50th annual 2.5-mile walk.
And she's smiling and telling me she's going to show the young folks something.
That's Dion Sims, the granddaughter of Opal Lee. She tells NBC5 the 98-year-old's not slowing down.
We still have to get the National Juneteenth Museum built and, you know, for her to enjoy that.
The Fort Worth celebrity was hospitalized in Cincinnati, but she's okay and she'll be ready for her 2.5-mile celebration walk later this month. That marks the 2.5 years it took for news of the Emancipation Proclamation to reach Texas. Dion says at this year's walk, they're trying to get Miss Opal to use a golf cart. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Glad to hear she's doing better. Well, a controversial plan to redraw Tarrant County precinct lines goes to a vote today. County Commissioner Precincts 1 and 2 would be the most impacted. Many have called it racial gerrymandering. Congressman Mark Veazey.
This is illegal. It's intentional racial discrimination.
But Precinct 4 Commissioner Manny Ramirez tells NBC5 it is not racial, but political, aimed at keeping the court fiscally conservative.
I believe that protecting our communities and having conservative policies for the next decade and beyond is our focus.
Depending on today's vote, lawsuits over the new precinct lines could follow. Stay tuned for updates on how the Tarrant County Commissioners vote.
Good morning at 7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The head of Alaska Air says he expects domestic ticket prices to remain weak into later this year. But the CEO said those lower prices are weighing on an important gauge of revenue at the airline. He spoke in India at the industry's annual meeting. The aviation industry has been dealing with a disruption in domestic demand, prompting many U.S. airlines to withdraw financial guidance. But some executives have pointed to a recent stabilization in demand. A Texas bill on the verge of becoming law would require labels on packaged foods warning about ingredients not recommended for human consumption in other countries. The foods affected could range from Skittles to Mountain Dew to Fruit Loops. The new labels would be required starting in 2027. The Texas bill lists more than 40 ingredients, including synthetic food dyes and bleached flour, and is backed by Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And futures are slipping this morning after a higher close yesterday. The Dow was up 35 points. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
This news brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
The Texas Tech women's softball team rides into the history books, knocking out the four-time reigning national champion Oklahoma Sooners last night to advance to the Women's College World Series championship against the University of Texas. Yes, it is going to be an all-Texas final in Oklahoma. The Red Raiders gave up a tying home run in the seventh inning, but a half inning later, they won it in walk-off fashion.
All Reds first pitch swinging into right. Barker loads up. Davis to the plate. Save! Texas Tech has done it!
The call on ESPN. Tech wins 3-2. The championship series begins tomorrow night. The 89th state legislature gaveled out on Monday after passing all of Governor Abbott's emergency items. $51 billion in property tax relief passed. State Senator Paul Bettencourt authored that.
Senate Bill 4 and his companion SJR 2 will increase the Texas school homestead exemption to a record $140,000 for 5.7 million Texas homeowners.
And how about $20 billion in water infrastructure projects and bail reform? Those will now be up to the voters to decide. Plus $8.5 billion in school funding was passed, mostly teacher pay raises. Governor Abbott.
We must fund and train the best teachers. That starts with giving our teachers a pay raise this session.
Enhanced career training also passed, and school choice vouchers and cyber command have already been signed into law. In fact, from the campus of UT San Antonio, Governor Abbott signs that legislation designed to protect the state from cyber attacks from all over the world. House Bill 150 is now law, establishing the Texas Cyber Command.
They will launch a cyber threat intelligence center to identify and repair weaknesses in state and local government systems.
State Rep. Giovanni Capriglione authored the bill.
Every single day, there's millions of attacks in our constituents. It's coming from foreign actors. It's coming from domestic actors as well.
Governor Abbott says Cyber Command will collaborate with the feds to create the gold standard for cybersecurity. What didn't pass? Well, something outlawing the STAR testing system. It has survived the state legislature despite overwhelming support to do away with it. The state House and Senate were unable to come together with an agreement on House Bill 4. Although they did agree with ending STAR, they differed on the provision of the bill dealing with the state's A through F school accountability rating system. State Rep. Brad Buckley authored that bill.
This bill returns so much more power to our school districts and even this body over the changes that TA can make to the indicators in this assessment and accountability system.
The Texas Senate disagreed, though, and wanted to take power from the school districts and give it to the Texas Education Agency.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.